Yankee Lima, K4RYL, mobile, I-26, southbound, southern Spartanburg County.
4RYL and 4ZLK, sound good over here. Making the repeater really well. I'm over here near Donaldson Center. My name is Shane. Good afternoon.
I'm going Shane. The name on this end is Ryland. Romeo Yankee Lima Alpha November Delta. Yeah, I had some stuff going on in Spartanburg, and I'm originally from Greenville there, so very familiar with the repeater and all that stuff. I've lived in Charleston for about the past 20 years, but am currently running back and forth doing some job interviews, thinking about taking my experience back to the upstate with me.
Well, I wish you well. I've been down to, made that trip down to Charleston many times when my girls were in school down there at Charleston Southern. And before that, we would go down to the Isle of Palms a lot. It's been a few years now that the kids have grown and moved away. It's been a little while since we've been down there, but we'll make a trip every once in a while when family comes in. I would like to get back to the beach, though. It's been a little while.
N4 is ZLK Shane. Hey, this is Tao, KQ4LOO. How are you, buddy?
Somebody doubled with me. This is K4RYL. Yeah, still living in Charleston, all that stuff, but looking to maximize my pay versus cheaper lifestyle and all that stuff. And it's Charleston's reached critical mass in terms of to all the people, and it now takes about 2 hours to get on and off the beach.
No, Tal, I heard you in there. I'm not sure Ryland didn't come back right away. Thought you disappeared there for a minute, and then Tal came in, K04LOO, so let me recognize him. But yeah, I don't envy or don't like all that traffic down there, that is for sure, growing like crazy. But we're starting to have that issue up here, or starting to. It's not as bad as down there, but it's getting crowded up here. Let me recognize Tal, K04LLO. Go ahead, Tal, N4ZLK.
Actually, take just a minute. I got to have a conversation with this guy. I just showed up. I've been one of the people I've been waiting for. KQ4LLO, I'll be back shortly.
Couple more, Tal. I may not be back or may not be here when you get back, but go ahead, Ryland.
You just helped me use for the first time. I just got a brand new Yaesu FTM-150 here in my Chevy Silverado, and with this thing being full duplex, I actually heard him come in. That's pretty useful. That's the first time besides using satellites where I guess on a repeater or something like that, I've heard somebody full duplex. With the radio being full duplex coming in like that, I instantly heard him.
Do you have the input set on the other side, or is that how it worked?
I've got, I'm actually right now on the B side of the radio, beaconing APRS as I drive between Spartanburg and Charleston, and somehow he got in there. I heard him immediately while I was talking, popped in there. But I can't figure out which side it was on. But the other side's doing APRS on 144.39. So that was wild. I'll have to read up on how this thing works. I'm an avid satellite user there, satellite ham. So I'm used to full duplex, but I use two different radios for that, one for uplink, one for downlink. So that was wild. I'm going to have to read more about this radio.
Yeah, you said that's the new Yaesu, the 150?
New FTM-150. I absolutely love this radio. I have no use for C4 FM or any of the digital modes or anything like that, really. That, and I love having a B-side, and I love it being full duplex, and I can use my little mobile link TNC-4 to do APRS on the other side of the radio when I'm not using that, so I can't beat this radio for function. It's a great radio. I can't suggest it more highly. I've had it about 3 weeks now, and I absolutely love it.
Well, because I'm actually thinking about getting one. I'm very interested in it. I'm the same way. I don't mess much with the digital modes. I really like I just like the analog radio. I've got the FTM-6000R right now, which is a dual bander, but it's not dual VFO. This is the one I'm talking on, and it's a great radio, but I can't find them anymore, or at least not for the price they were. And then I saw those, and they're less than this is now, if anybody's got this one, and I like that a lot better. So I'm thinking about picking one up here pretty soon.
You mentioned the Yaesu FTM-6000. That's what I slid out of my truck and am using the FTM-150 150 now. The FDM 6000 was discontinued for the FDM 150, so I went ahead and made the leap. But my favorite radio is the FDM 6000 until this radio came out. And with it being two different frequencies on the screen and all that stuff, it's just it's a really, really awesome upgrade to it.
Station break.
Station, I'm going to jump out of here because I'm pulling back in the parking lot. But thanks for that information, Ryland, because I am definitely interested for a couple of weeks now. Probably just go with the standard one. I don't know if I need that extra, whatever they call it, the digital processor in there. But anyway, nice to meet you. And the other station, I'll turn it over to you. Well, I'll turn it back to Ryland, let him clear out or turn it over to you. But I've got to drop this trailer. N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, Shane, this is Tal checking back in. I was just going to say hello. I'm right down the road from you. I'm sitting over here at the Reedy River off of Log Shoals, just so you know.
I know where you are, but I'm back over here in Malden now, dropping this trailer. So 7-3 to both of you. Hello, Tal. Nice to hear you. And Ryland, go ahead, and I'll listen for your final, and then I'll clear out of here. But you have a safe trip. N4ZLK.
Well, gentlemen, y'all have a good day. That's about perfect timing because I think I'm starting to lose the machine that Dale Cedar's did. So y'all have a great day, and I'll say 73s. K4, all the way up, continuing eastbound on I-26, Spartanburg County. Y'all have a good day. We'll be back soon.
KQ4LOO, I'll be clear also. Each of you have a good day.